to 187, which was open. Commissioner Fritz, would you like to propose your amendments first, please?
Thank you, Mayor. And thank you to the procurement staff for working with my office on this. The first is an amendment to Section 5.33.130, Emergency Procurements. It provides authority for the Chief Procurement Officer and Bureau Directors to execute contracts resulting from emergencies of any amount with Commissioner in charge of approval. That was what the Procurement Office had previously proposed. My amendment requires emergency contracts over $150,000 to be brought to Council at the next possible scheduled session.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Fritz and a second from Commissioner Hardesty on Fritz 1.
The second is Section 5.33.060, Authority of Directors. It leaves the current status quo of maintaining authority to grant awards of up to $5,000 with no increase.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Fritz, a second from Commissioner Hardesty on Fritz 2.
Thank you. And then the last one is Section 5.33.060, Authority of Directors, gives the authority to award, execute, amend, and terminate intergovernment agreements up to $50,000. It's currently $5,000, and removes procurement from the intergovernmental agreement process.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Fritz, a second from Commissioner Hardesty on Fritz 3. Commissioner Hardesty, you have an amendment as well.
Yes, Mayor, thank you. Section 5.34.510, pre-qualification of offerors. A, it says the City of Portland requires pre-qualification of all prime construction contractors except for prime construction contractors that are enrolled in the Prime Contractor Development Program. Say that three times fast. on public improvement contracts with an estimated value of $500,000 or greater, per ORS 279C.430, in parentheses 1, which allows public agencies the option to adopt their own rules for mandatory pre-qualifications of contractors desiring to bid for public improvement contracts led by that agency. The Chief Procurement Officer has the authority to require pre-qualification for public improvement contracts $500,000 or less. The city shall not consider a bid from a bidder that is not pre-qualified if the city required pre-qualification.
I'll second. So we have a motion from Commissioner Hardesty, a second from myself. That will be Hardesty 1. Colleagues, I'd like to introduce an amendment as well to introduce an emergency clause to this ordinance.
Second.
We have a second. The emergency is actually multifaceted. Number one, as Commissioner Fritz indicated, we've been hanging on to this for some time. We would like to get the program started as soon as possible, particularly presuming the passage of Commissioner Hardesty's amendment relative to minority contractors. I think it's important that we get this ball rolling sooner rather than later. I think there is a public benefit case to be made here that is a strong one. So I move an emergency clause.
And Commissioner Hardesty seconded.
And Commissioner Hardesty is seconded. That's Wheeler 1. So, with all of that, is there any further? We'll open this up to public testimony because there are some new amendments. Would anybody like to testify on any of these particular amendments? Come on up. And if you could introduce your name for the record again. Good morning.
Good morning. Charles Bridge Crane Johnson for the record. Thank you, Madam President Hardesty, Mayor Wheeler, and Fritz and Mr. Daly being left out of the amendment game there, but I think one thing I think would be even more comfortable for the public when you're approving this as an emergency is, well, first of all, when the charter review comes, we really should develop some new language that distinguishes just urgency from emergency. It's urgent to do things in the public benefit. It's an emergency when one of the bridges falls into the river. Or, you know, maybe also, I haven't been here earlier in the day, San Francisco considers the coronavirus an emergency. That's different than just tweaking the procurement rules to go up to $1 million of buying power for the chief procurement officer. The amendments, I think, make it even better. The overall, in the interest of good governance, it would have been, when you're saying it's an emergency, it would have been better if the staff that did the initial documentation and the three exhibits that are available online had said how many items in this interim would have been streamlined. Is there only two items in 4 months or 5 months that would benefit from this streamlined process? Then it's not a big cost savings. If there were 29 items, you know, unfortunately, I have not gone deeply into the budget to know what percentage of our city's awarded contracts hit the million-dollar threshold. But when we elect y'all, whether it's by 100,000 votes or 150,000 votes, we definitely want you to be able to be kind of fluent with that language about who are the biggest contractors, where do the various threshold levels fall. But I know you are being attentive to that, and I think these amendments make this stronger, so it's not too hard to swallow the emergency language. Thank you all.
Thank you. Commissioner Hardesty, did you have a comment?
I just wanted to respond to Charles' question. Charles, just so you know, when I first got here, that emergency clause made me a bit batty because it appeared that just about everything that we did was an emergency. In this particular case, however, I feel that the procurement office has done their due diligence by reaching out and really trying to reach agreement with the other council offices, and this has been going on for quite some time. And so for me, the reason I'm supporting an emergency is because I want them to actually go and get those contracts out the door rather than continuing to come back to council trying to seek agreement, right? I think we've got agreement, so let's just move it because the value system is the same. The question is how we get there.
Thank you, Madam President, and all y'all.
Very good.
And just to note that I did ask the 2011 Charter Commission to look at that issue, and the Charter Commission decided not to. So that's how the process works. We'll be having another Charter Commission next year, and I encourage... Well, I encourage you as a community member, we don't get to tell the Charter Commission what to do, you do. So I encourage you to make that point again, please.
Very good. I agree the nomenclature is confusing on that one. All right, very good. So we will take votes on the amendments first, then to the main motion. First up is Fritz number one relating to emergency procurements. Any further discussion? Please call the roll.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hardesty?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye.
The amendment is adopted. Fritz 2, which is related to the authority of directors.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hardesty?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Happy to support. I vote aye. The amendment's adopted. Fritz number 3, related also to the authority of directors.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hardesty?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The amendment is adopted. Now to Hardesty 1, related to pre-qualification and prime contracting, amongst other things. Call the roll.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hardesty?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The amendment is adopted. We'll go to the main motion first. And well, let me think about that for a second. Yeah, I'll take my chances. Let's go ahead and vote on Wheeler 1, the addition of the emergency clause.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hardesty?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The amendment is adopted. To the main motion is amended.
Fritz?
Wow. I'm very glad we get to vote on this today. Thank you very much to Procurement Services for all the work that you've done, for Tim Crail and Claire Amsick and my staff for all the work that they've done. As a reminder, this is the sixth time we've had this on the council agenda. When we had it the fifth time on the 18th of December, the vote then was 2-2. And because Commissioner Fish was out on his final leave. And Commissioner Hardesty and I both had concerns, but in different sections of the code. And Mayor Wheeler could have dealt with what just one of us and made one of us happy to pass something 3-1. And you didn't do that, Mayor Wheeler. You really wanted to get to consensus on this. And I appreciate that because it is, we have four and soon to be again five different perspectives. We're intelligent people who look at things that, you know, we got limited public testimony on in any of the six hearings, I would have to say. But we and our staff do our due diligence and dig into, is this the appropriate amount of authority? Who gets the authority? And so I appreciate, Mayor Wheeler, that you have taken the time to make sure that everybody had input and Excellent. That we can all support it. And
I appreciate
that very much.
Thank you.
Aye.
Hardesty.
Nice to see you. Thank you.
I also want to appreciate Lester. I'm sure Lester was pulling his hair out at some point in this process and wondering if we would ever get to a vote on this particular issue. But I absolutely agree with everything that Commissioner Fritz said. It's important to me that we do it right rather than fast. It's important to me that we actually are able to get dialogue and figure out kind of what is the values that we're trying to push forward when we make these changes happen. And I think all of us agree that the buck does stop with us here on the City Council, and we don't want to delegate that authority to any department heads any more than we absolutely need to. Because at the end of the day, the voters will be asking us why we made decisions that we made, and we need to be able to stand behind those decisions. I also want to applaud Mayor Wheeler because he did, in fact, spend a lot of time, a lot more time than I'm sure he thought he would spend, actually having conversations about how this process would work. The good thing about having five distinct voices is you have five distinct perspectives, and the goal is always to get to agreement. Some days we just agree that we're not going to get there. I'm happy today is not one of those days, and I'm very excited to vote aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Well, this was more complicated than I think people realized, but it was also more interesting. Than I expected it to be. And Lester, thank you for your patience on this. I think you proved yourself very worthy of the title that you carry as director, and you listened intently to what people were saying. And frankly, I've learned a lot over the course of this process. So I thought it was a good conversation. I learned more about some of the finer points of procurement that I hadn't fully considered previously. I think my colleagues chiming in with various perspectives, I think, shed light on parts of the code that maybe the City Council hadn't thought about in great detail previously. And so I see this as a collaborative effort to move the ball forward. I'm really happy with it. Thank you, colleagues. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted as amended. Thank you.